did really well, but like, come back in that last quarter, just fell short at the end, and
Yeah, they were exceptional, I thought, in that last quarter. Played some really aggressive type of football and really stood for something in the end there.
Did you feel it was an opportunity lost? Like, you had a couple of moments there, the 50, don't capitalise, and just didn't quite know it.
Yeah, and I think too, it's easy to isolate just that last quarter, just that moment, or the moments across that last quarter. But early on, I think we missed some opportunities as well. We hit the post three times, so that's certainly not going to help. And that was sort of, in the first half of the game.
You didn't win enough of your own ball, though, did you? Now clearly control the footy.
Yeah, though, that's the way they play. We came in understanding that would be the equation. What I thought we did really well was force them to make some decisions that perhaps they didn't want to make with the football. So defensively, I thought that we stood up most of the day, and we'll improve on how we use the ball when we get it.
Tell me, what was the catalyst for that last quarter? Out of the middle, on the midfield-wise, you seem like...
Yeah, look, I think we were able to get a little bit more pace in and around the footy. Certainly that intent to move the ball forward and that surge of the ball was important. I thought at times early on we did that okay, but certainly in the last quarter we started to get that momentum. I think, that is just it. We had some momentum going, and I think that we were able to capitalise on that. It was pleasing to see Bellaire take a couple of marks, and she was really exciting. And she's a young prospect that's going to be at the club for a long period of time, and that's really exciting for us.
Did you see Boston in the middle of the last quarter, or did she play there for much of the game?
No, she moved into the midfield about halfway through the third quarter. Sarah went in there as part of a normal rotation.
Can you explain how Cranston's all alone?
I'd like to be able to explain it, but look, I think from where we were playing a really aggressive type of football at that period of time, and we had to, backs against the wall, we were down by three goals or so we needed to find a way, and we were really attacking, and they're great on getting back behind the football once they get it, and they got out the back of us on that occasion. So as I said, though, I don't think it comes down to just that one moment that changed the game. Certainly that'll be highlighted, but there were some opportunities early on I think we missed.
Where's the result leaking? It puts you two games off until two unbeaten teams, three rounds left. It sort of puts you behind the eight ball.
Yeah, look, it puts us into a position, I think, where we're reliant on some results to go our way. However, I think what we need to do, and our focus will shift to the Bulldogs very quickly, is remain focused on winning. And if we win next week, well, we still give ourselves a chance depending on those results outside of our control. So we'll keep focused on that. And, the week after that, it'll be Frio. The week after that, it'll be Brisbane.
Too much of a stretch to say that Brigade could have been the difference today.
Oh, look, Bree's an exceptional player, and no doubt she adds enormous value to our team. But, I think collectively you look at, Sarah Last, Nat Plain, who's not there, add that to Bree as well. Three important defenders who would clearly impact the game. But, what it did do is it gave Tani Nestor an opportunity to play today and wear the navy blue for the first time. And, I'm certain the members and supporters would be really pleased with her output today. It was an exceptional first up of the game, I thought.
So, we'll be back next week.
Oh, well, we anticipate that her injury will keep progressing for us. We'll measure her soreness as we go throughout the week and make an assessment later on in the week as to where she's at.
What about Nat and Sarah?
Well, Nat Plain's out for the season, as is Sarah. So, Sarah's had her operation this week.
You talk about the way they play. The stats quite interesting. 386 disposals to 259. Get you in the inside 50s, 28-22.
Yeah.
You just look at bare figures and say,
well,
that's quite remarkable.
Yeah, well, and I think too, as I said, I think that, we came in understanding that that's the way that's the style of play that they engage with, and we were ready for that, and we understood that the equation was going to be that, but it was what we were doing to force them to make some hard decisions and decisions that they didn't want to make when they had the football, which, as I said, I think we did exceptionally well.
Yeah, and on that, I guess that's encouraging sheer weight of numbers, and yet you're still winning the inside 50s and still coming back and making a real contest of it with 3 minutes to go.
And putting ourselves in a position to win the game. Yeah. So, you know, I think there's some real positives to take out of it. And, you know, the easy thing will be to go to the scoreboard and say, well, you know, we dropped by 3 points last week and we missed by 6 points this week. But, you know, I think that, you know, as we're progressing through the program, you know, all the girls are coming out of it with some real positives. They're working, you know, to the type of play that we want to play. And I think they really stood for something in the end there.
Would you like to set up for the final series next year in this competition as opposed to just one or two straight through the grand final?
Right now I'd like to say there is, given our current position, but I think, you know, to make those sort of assessments in the heat of the moment is probably not fair on anyone. But you know, what I will say is I think the AFL has been really sound in the decision making process. We'll get through the season and there'll be that opportunity to assess, you know, where we're at on all those fronts, and you know, I think it'll grow, and the organic growth that this competition will get, it's an amazing product to be as competitive, to see the competitive game that we played last week, and again this week, you know, I think it's an exciting product.